Initially, as a one-year-old and a three-year-old, we were worthless and weak. Disorganized. Lazy. We would just as soon spit up on ourselves as read the morning paper. But Cheryl could see that we had potential. For more than 10 years, Cheryl took us under her wing and whipped us into shape. Everyone laughed. My siblings continued. To the best of our knowledge, Cheryl never actually played as a child, but really just organized other children's play. Cheryl supervised adults as well. When our parents went away on vacation, our grandparents used to babysit. Before our parents left, Cheryl protested, "Now I have to take care of David and Michelle and Grandma and Grandpa too. It's not fair." Everyone laughed even louder. I laughed too, but there is still some part of me that feels it was unseemly for a little girl to be thought of as so domineering. Cringe. From a very early age, boys are encouraged to take charge and offer their opinions. Teachers interact more with boys, call on them more frequently, and ask them more questions. Boys are also more likely to call out answers, and when they do, teachers usually listen to them. When girls call out, teachers often scold them for breaking the rules and remind them to raise their hands if they want to speak.